and welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, no Bitcoin for you. That's correct. If you live in India, the government is saying no Bitcoin for you. This article comes to us from financialexpress.com. It says this by FE Bureau, March 4th, 2021. The title says, Cryptocurrency Ban to be Made Explicit. Government to introduce bill soon. Cryptocurrencies typically operate independently of a central bank. These are essentially digital currencies in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of their units and verify the transfer of funds. The government will soon introduce a bill in Parliament that will explicitly ban private cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, as it concurs with the central bank that enabling private parties to toy with currencies can potentially threaten the stability of the financial sector. Well, of course, if you follow news much, you know that India does have a long history of socialism, whereas the government shows a deep desire to control people's economic choices. And unfortunately, it seems like this need for power and control is resurfacing again in India. And they're going to make sure that people don't have an alternative to the India's fiat currency. Right now, of course, they have major controls on how much gold can be brought into the country, owning gold. And it seems as though they are just lashing out at anyone that wants to provide some sort of alternative to fiat currency. Now, they go on and they say, it says, but the cryptocurrency and regulation of official digital currency bill 2021 will facilitate the launch of any official digital currency and bolster an ecosystem around it. The Reserve Bank of India is close to rolling out one such currency. Now, in my opinion, and this is not a financial advice, but in my opinion, this is just laughable. The same people that have inflated their fiat currency to the point where it's worth maybe 3% of what it was when it was invented 60, 70 years ago. The same people that can't balance a budget. The same people that want to control the interest rate rather than let the market control it. Those same people now are going to develop an alternative, bigger, better, faster, your cryptocurrency. They're going to come out with their own digital currency where they'll have even more control, where they can track every single thing you do with the dollar in your pocket. For some reason, I'm not so sure this is going to be welcome news for the average consumer. It goes on and says, while senior governmental officials and RBI have always made their opposition to private cryptocurrencies clear, the bill will be brought in to provide a solid legal backing to the ban and is expected to remove any ambiguities around it, as sources told FE. Well, in other words, in case you didn't get the news, okay, we're going to let you know. No Bitcoin. You use a fiat, or you can use our electronic fiat, but don't bring Bitcoin to India, and don't bring gold to India. It goes on, it says, introduction of currencies is a sovereign function, and it must remain that way, the source said. Plus, with technology changing the way people undertake transactions, it's important to have a framework of various modes of payments, he added. Don't you just love that? Currency is a sovereign function. Wow. A sovereign function which they can inflate to infinity if they feel the need to. The price of Bitcoin surged last month after electric car manufacturer Tesla announced purchase of the cryptocurrency worth $1.5 billion. Now, this is something we see over and over in some of the shoddy reporting. These reporters who seem to know next to nothing about cryptocurrency, they see a famous entrepreneur, say, or business person like, I don't care if it's Mark Cuban or Elon Musk or whoever, they say something positive about cryptocurrency. The price moves a little bit upwards, and the media, the fake news, automatically assume that because cryptocurrency has no intrinsic value, it must be going up because people have heard a celebrity talk about it. The price of cryptocurrency is going up because the demand is going up. That's pretty clear. It goes on and says, The price of Bitcoin surged last month with the electric car manufacturer Tesla announced the purchase of their cryptocurrency worth $1.5 billion. However, it fell around 10% a few days later after Elon Musk observed the Bitcoin price seems high. Bitcoins have seen a spike in value since October 2020 from around $10,000 apiece to close to $50,000, now beating returns witnessed in most asset classes. The Supreme Court last year, and I'm talking about India, don't forget, set aside a 2018 RBI circular that had barred financial sector entities from offering services to any individual or business dealing in virtual currencies. This reflects the concern that extant laws are inadequate to deal with the proliferation of private cryptocurrencies. A solid legal backing, therefore, could go a long way in removing any ambivalence over the issue. Well, actually, I wouldn't even consider Bitcoin private. It's open source. Anybody that has money can buy Bitcoin. I'm not sure where they get that it's private, I suppose, compared to fiat. Cryptocurrencies typically operate independently of a central bank. These are essentially digital currencies in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of their units and verify the transfer of funds. In 2019, an interministerial committee under the Economic Affairs Secretary Subhash Garg had suggested that private cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin be banned and any activities related to virtual currencies be criminalized. Even the central bank had, through public notices in December 2013, February and December 2017, warned holders and traders of virtual currencies about risk associated in dealing with such currencies. Well, imagine if those same people had encouraged some of the most impoverished folks in India to have purchased bitcoins for a dollar or two or even $10 back in 2013. Imagine what those people would, how their lives would be today, how they could have been pulled up out of that poverty. But fortunately for those folks, they were warned by the politicians in India to avoid cryptocurrencies. Avoid them like the plague. Yes, they're much better off. We can see that. The authorities' discomfort with Bitcoin stem from the fact that it doesn't derive its value from any underlying asset or earnings, since its value depends purely on what an investor is willing to pay for it. It can be easily swayed with speculative bids. Moreover, such currencies typically keep the owner's identity anonymous, making it difficult to track the flow. This can cause security risk, and the currencies can be used to funnel black money. Now, this is the same nonsense that we've heard repeatedly. Not sure how Bitcoin's more anonymous when all the addresses are tracked. The whole point of Bitcoin is that it's transparent. And given enough effort, people that have the Bitcoin can be tracked down. That is my understanding, at least. Now, what they're saying here is that Bitcoin's going to be used for black money. Well, the fact is that cash is probably the first choice to be used in the black market because it truly is not traceable. It says, and then it goes on, it says, get the live stock prices, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, an interesting article. It's from the Financial Express. It's kind of just your basic little run-of-the-mill article, but it gives us some good information explaining to us that India, the government in India is on track to fully criminalize Bitcoin. So this is something to keep on the horizon, and you wonder how the 1.5 billion people that live in India will view this news. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.